Why older adults are choosing edibles over pills. Mega Doctor News, by University of Utah Health. Newswise, for adults over 60, cannabis use is increasing faster than in any other demographic. But science has yet to keep up with why older adults are using cannabis products, which products they choose, and how they make decisions about which products to use. A new study by researchers from University of Utah Health and University of Colorado Boulder reveals that many older adults start cannabis with the intent to manage sleep disturbances, chronic pain, or mental health concerns, and that many people base their decisions on word of mouth rather than discussions with healthcare providers. The results are published in JAMA Network Open. Many seek more effective options to manage common health conditions. The researchers interviewed 169 adults over 60 who were about to purchase cannabis for the first time to identify common motivations. Overall, they really wanted better quality of life, reducing their pain, getting better sleep, and being able to enjoy time with family and friends a little bit more, says Rebecca Delaney, PhD, Assistant Professor of Population Health Sciences at U of U Health and first author on the study. For the most part, we found that these folks aren't really interested in getting high. They just want to feel better, adds Angela Bryan, PhD, Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at CU Boulder and senior author on the study. Many participants had heard positive anecdotes about product usefulness from friends or family members, which tended to influence decisions. They brought a lot of feedback from other people to inform their opinions, Delaney says. Word of mouth has a really big impact. Discussions with medical providers were rarely part of the picture, suggesting that better informational materials for patients and providers could be needed to drive conversations and help people make informed decisions about their health. To CBD or to THC, that is the question. Older adults also faced the question of which products to use. Edible cannabis products may contain tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the main psychoactive component of cannabis, cannabidiol, CBD, or both, and it was unclear what motivated and informed their decisions about which to purchase. Many people perceived CBD-only products as therapeutically beneficial, which was often driven by anecdotal claims. People tended to perceive THC as offering benefits like improving mood. But most people chose combination products containing both, seeing them as a Goldilocks option that gives the best of both worlds. Toward better decision-making, an important caveat is that the survey was conducted in Colorado, where recreational cannabis is legal. For older adults in Utah and other states where only medical use is permitted, the decision-making process may look different. But Delaney suspects that people's core motivations, using cannabis to attempt to treat chronic pain, poor sleep, or mental health concerns, are probably the same. Delaney says that the results help show people's baseline understanding of using cannabis to address health concerns, providing a foundation to develop better informational tools and clinical support. The ultimate goal is to develop resources to help people make decisions and find products that meet their needs, and to figure out how we can distill information to patients and physicians, Delaney says. We would really love to see more of these conversations happening between physicians and patients to make sure that people feel supported and informed when seeking alternative ways to address their pain. This research is published in JAMA Network Open. As edible cannabis and pain, sleep, and mental health management in older adults. This work was supported by the National Institutes of Health, including the National Institute of Aging, R01AGO66698, and the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences, 1K12TR004413, through the Utah Clinical and Translational Science Institute, as well as the American Heart Association, 23SCEFIA 1154397, and the University of Utah Office of Undergraduate Research. Content is solely the responsibility of the authors and does not necessarily represent the official views of the National Institutes of Health.